what happened was most of the waste pickers were waste picking within the city. From the garbage bins that you still see outside overflowing. But there were a lot more of them. Right now they're quite few. That, and then there was this waste depot, meaning there was this huge area, 100 acres and more, where waste of Pune was just dumped. I mean, they were taken by truckloads and just dumped there. And this was unfortunately not in Pune city. It was outside Pune city. The land belonged to our corporation, but the area was within another village. So those villages kept suffering because the waste kept piling, all the leeches kept polluting the environment, things like that. Last 10 years, there has been a major agitation by the village administration, the village people coming up and saying, you can no longer come and dump waste here. Though the land belongs to you, you cannot do what you're doing. And that put pressure on our corporation to rethink about the waste. So it is at this point that Kagaj Kaaj Patra, the union, approached the municipality corporation and said, we can help you collect the waste, segregated waste, because waste stealing is not something that every person can do. Even if somebody is very poor, that person will not get into waste stealing unless it's either there in the family or it is there in the caste or something that they're desperate to do. I mean, you see, there's also a status symbol attached to this whole work. So they said that we have 6,000 people who are our members and we can start this process. So then this cooperative was started. But it's not only our union. There are other two bodies who are part of this cooperative. They also have waste pickers as part of their member base. But they're unfortunately not so active. But in any case, so this cooperative called SWAT started with the idea that the union's waste pickers will have an understanding with the municipality corporation to collect the waste and dispose it as the corporation demands, as the municipality demands. So municipality right now has certain biogas plants. Most of it is still going to the depot where they have set up a private plant. They have given the private company the right to deal with the waste. So it has taken away a lot of our livelihoods, but thanks to this SWAT system, at least partly it has been saved. Women can no longer go there and access the waste like they used to from the bins, but they can at least access it from homes and places like that. So that is how SWAT is like one of the, you can call it one of the initiatives of the union, but it's one of the biggest initiatives. It has taken a life of its own. It's huge. You can go to the office, their office, and see it. Things like that. So, but also most of our, I mean, that is not the primary. I mean, as a union, we have to continue doing the other work. I mean, as a union, if you only say that, okay, we have done the Swachh work, we have started a cooperative for them, and now they can go and collect the waste, and it's okay, but that's not the end all. So issues like this accident, issues like the health issues, the children dropping out from school, these issues are still primarily issues that the union focuses on.